I'm Mitzi Miller, host of 70 Million, an open source podcast from Lantigua Williams & Co. that for 2 years has documented criminal justice reform, one neighborhood and one story at a time. Between our second season and now, the world changed. COVID-19 upended all notions of normalcy, and so many activities we usually take for granted gained heightened significance. Working in offices, sending your kids to school, visiting family and friends on weekends. Our whole lives were recalibrated. In some ways, so was the criminal justice system.
I hope that COVID has at least been a sort of very visual illustration to people of how dangerous jail is, but jail has always been dangerous. But the problem was, what we knew is that the social distancing and hygiene stuff that we were doing in the community was impossible, and for the record, still is impossible, inside Cook County Jail.
The rapid spread of COVID-19 in large groups, enclosed spaces, and among vulnerable populations raised alarms about the prospect of the incarcerated being infected and transmitting the virus behind bars and beyond to the general public. Mass release efforts opened a conversation that many say was overdue.
Every single person who was released post-COVID, at least those people, at minimum, we should be asking ourselves, well, why didn't we do that in the first place?
And the billion-dollar bail industry had a target on its back.
Yeah, I'm just praying that they have the money so I can get out of here, man. It's like living hell in here, man. I'm sorry.
In season 3 of 70 Million, we'll travel the country looking at pressure points along the carceral matrix, where change, or collapse, seems certain.
A lot of people are looking for that. They're looking for some level of empowerment in what has felt like a very helpless year.
Starting September 14th, hear how conditions and changes in local jails continue to have national impact. Hear us everywhere you listen to podcasts.